Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's book, My Doll Dolly, by Sandra Kerwin Mason, is the story of Katie and her favorite doll, Dolly, and their trip to the park for a day of fun. Sandra has been an educator for a number of years. She says that reading to her students inspired her to write. Sandra lives with her husband and two children. Sandra says reading and traveling are a few of her hobbies, and she says she has more book ideas and is excited to begin the book writing process again. Sandra Kerwin Mason, author of My Doll Dolly, is our guest on This Week in America. Sandra, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and I mentioned it there at the end, the writing process again. Over the years, what have you learned? If you were to tell your younger writing self something, what would it be, and how have you grown as a writer over the years?
Yeah, if I were to tell my younger self, writing self, anything, it would be to connect with maybe a published, traditional publisher, and, you know, to make sure that the skill of writing, you know, and my book doesn't stay dormant, because I did this myself as a self-publisher. And, you know, it was kind of like difficult navigating it myself. But if I were to do it all over, I would start there instead of trying to navigate it myself.
Well, you've done an excellent job. The book is called My Doll Dolly by Sandra Kerwin Mason. Did an excellent job in telling the story, the illustrations, and we'll talk about the illustrations, a big part of that. But there are challenges in writing it yourself, aren't there, that you have to do? You have to figure out how the illustrations are going to go, and now you're into marketing the book as well. Talk about some of those challenges, but as a writer, you're able to get through them and excel.
Yeah, so as self-publisher and not knowing anything about writing, just the, you know, enjoying writing and reading to students and just coming into being an author from that end, I did all of it myself. So I, you know, had ideas about how I wanted it to, my book to flow, and then literally had my daughter took her doll to the park and took actual pictures and then lined them up in the order of the story. And then had my the self-publisher kind of illustrate those, put those, draw those literal pictures. And that's how those pictures came to connect to the words.
Well, that's a great way to do that. Yeah, rather than just describe to an illustrator, maybe somebody you don't even know that you've hired for this particular project, to send them pictures of how you would like it portrayed, they were able to do that and bring the story to life. You, at the beginning, you dedicate the book to your inspirations, Keith and Katie. So there really is a Katie in real life, as well as your book, My Doll Dolly.
Yes, there's actually a literal Katie. So the book was kind of inspired by her, too. With other things where, you know, first I was a reading teacher and I used to read to my students a lot. And I see how they love, you know, just me reading to them and being with them, reading to them. And so from there, I read this book by Juanita Havel called Jamaica's Find. And that story inspired this story, My Doll Dolly, because my daughter had a doll named Dolly at that time. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I could write a book that is similar in content to Juanita Havel's Jamaica's Find. And so, yeah, there's actual Katie, is my daughter, and she actually had a doll named Dolly. And so I wrote that story. So that story came about from that lens.
I don't want to give away too much, but they go to the park, they have a really good day, something happens, and it all ends up, well, I won't say any more about it than that, but it's a great story, so well told and illustrated. The book is My Doll Dolly. Sandra Kerwin Mason is our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, at readingglassbooks.com as well, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you wrote the book, what was the intent of the book? You talked to some authors, and their success would be measured in numbers of books sold and what impact it has at the cash register. And others would say, you know, I just want people to learn from this, to be entertained by this, to turn maybe a young person on to reading for the first time. What is the goal for you in writing My Doll Dolly? What does success look like for you?
Success with this book is my name being known as a known writer, selling millions.
That would be good.
Also, yes. And also, you know, when my name is said, people can connect me to the book that or books that I have written or write. That is success.
Well, it's Sandra Kerwin Mason, and I'm going to spell all of that Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Kerwin is K-I-R-W-A-N dash Mason, M-A-S-O-N. Book available at the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the program. Links, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book is My Doll Dolly. Let's go back and talk a little bit about what you went through in putting the book together. What was the most difficult part of your artistic or writing process? Once you got the idea from your daughter, Katie, and her doll, Dolly, talk about the challenges, the most difficult part of tying this all together artistically in the writing process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as a self-publisher, the most difficult part of my writing journey, I would say, was the organizing the story, the structure of it, and the editing piece, the technical piece of it.
Yes.
Being a first-time author and having to, you know, navigate everything myself, I think it was, you know, a struggle putting everything so that it flows and it came together the way I wanted it to.
How difficult was that aspect of it? You mentioned the flow, and the book really does flow. And you've known from a number of years dealing with younger people, kindergartners, first graders, and in reading and seeing them, they got short attention spans. So how difficult was it to use just enough words and succinctly tell the story, hold their attention, give them something that they'll enjoy and learn from as well? How challenging was that aspect of it, to tell the story in a way that it would be relatable and effective in getting across a young audience like that?
Mm-hmm. So I've read tons of books to my students, and I got to see firsthand what made them excited, right?
Yes.
Especially something realistic fiction. I know I could grab their attention with that, and they could really relate and make connections, and you know, so it wasn't hard for them to imagine. So with that, I using all that I was able to construct this particular book that made them excited and would hold their attention.
The book is My Doll Dolly. Sandra Kerwin Mason, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, readingglassbooks.com, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When did you first discover that you enjoyed writing? When did that first begin for you?
Yeah, like I said, reading to my students and,
yes,
you know, and helping them write stories and, you know, that made me think about, you know, maybe I can, and I usually had them write stories and stuff. So then I would write also. And so that made me say, oh, okay, I think I can at least try to do one. And so therefore my kind of love of writing, it started there.
Well, if you read it, you won't realize this was the first book written by our guest, Sandra Kerwin Mason, who's done an excellent job with writing, beautifully illustrated, a great story. The book is My Doll Dolly. What is the age level that you're aiming for in writing this book?
Yeah, good question. This is a 6 through 7 readability level, I think. But if not, like 8 around there. They'll enjoy that more.
Yes.
You know, connecting with a doll,
It's a good book to share with. Yeah, it's a good book to share with parents too, isn't it? I mean, they can have a conversation as they're reading the book, so it's something that the whole family can enjoy. It'd be a great addition to a family library. The book is My Doll Dolly. Sandra Kerwin Mason is our guest on the program. Book available the usual places. As you were going about telling a story, were you trying to do something maybe original or giving something your years of experience in the classroom? You probably know what the children are interested in. How did you get the story, and what shapes you as a writer? Trying to be original or taking an idea that's popular and putting Sandra's spin on it?
For me, I was just being original, just using something I had background knowledge of, and just trying to tell a story of, togetherness, of appreciation of what we have, of bonding, of, keeping values, of making memories, of reading together and showing the love and appreciation of reading. So, for my readers, I expect that my readers would experience a sense of togetherness, physical interaction and bonding, quality time while reading this book with caregivers, making memories and, developing routines and, so a book could bring all these things.
Yes, and you deliver with that. It's entertaining, but there are so many themes that you deal with in the book, My Doll Dolly, Sandra Kerwin Mason, our guest on the program. Let's talk about the importance of reading for young children. You've seen it firsthand, not only with your 2 children, but with the children that you've taught. Talk about the importance of reading, why it's so important. At a very young age, they're able to pick up a book, read it, and enjoy it.
So a book can take you places that you've never actually been.
Right? Yes.
It opens the mind. It gives you ideas. It grows your knowledge base. And a book does so many things that it's good to expose our children from a young age, so that they can and witness, maybe not in the physical sense, but they in their mind's eye, even
yes,
all of these things that are out there that they can experience. So a book is a really good place to start. Yeah, it's an empowerment tool, actually.
Well, yeah, I love that word, empowerment. What was it like as a teacher, as you're reading stories, you have the attention of the young people, and I'm sure on many you can tell on their faces, they're really into the story, the entertainment value of the story, the lessons that you're talking about in that particular book. What's that like when you see a young child respond in a positive way to being open to reading and opening up a whole new world for them?
Well, it shows that a book, how much power is
yes.
within a book, the pages of a book, right? Like I said, they learn words, they learn how to read from there, they learn how they get ideas, new ideas from their minds, and their possibilities expand from just a story in a book, right? And so it's no little thing. the possibilities or the avenues, the doors that just reading a book with your child, your student, it can have on your student or your child. So, reading is powerful, is what I'm saying. And we can start with a good story that they can connect to, that they like, that will open those doors for them.
You were able to do that with the story that was within the house. You were able to take the story of your Katie and turn into this really well-done children's book, My Doll Dolly. Sandra Kerwin Mason, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left here. You mentioned what you had to go through in doing this and putting it together, being a business person, being a public relations marketing expert, being an author, being someone to an editor as well. You did an excellent job with this. Are you working on other books?
For myself, yes, but I haven't put anything out there yet, but I have ideas, topics about what I want to write about. So I'm just waiting for the next chance to really put this into a book. So I welcome.
I hope it's soon. You're a very talented writer with all of the insight you have from standing in front of a classroom of young people. You know what it takes to get the messages across, to get their attention, how to deliver those. You mentioned possibilities, empowerment, key words to remember when a young child picks up a book, in this case, My Doll Dolly, and we'll learn a very important lesson from reading that, several lessons from reading that, and be entertained at the same time. Sandra, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I mentioned Amazon, readingglassbooks.com. The book, available the usual places? Any particular place you would send them to pick up a copy of the book?
So Amazon, like you said, and Author House and Reading Glass Book they will be able to pick up those books from those places.
And you can Google Sandra and write this down, so when she does a next book, you'll be able to get information on that as well. It's Sandra Kerwin Mason, Kerwin, K-A-K-I-R-W-A-N-Mason, M-A-S-O-N. And Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sandra, congratulations on the success of your first book, My Doll Dolly, book available at the usual places. Congratulations. Thank you for being with us on the program. Stay in touch, and hopefully we'll talk about very soon the second book written by Sandra. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. My Doll Dolly by Sandra Kerwin Mason. A book available at Amazon, readingglassbooks.com, and of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.